One of the most interesting portraits in this show for me is the shadow from 1953.
Artist Chuck Close.
It brings to mind Jasper Johns's Four Seasons paintings, because both The Shadow by Picasso and all four of the Johns pieces have the shadow of the artist in the image itself.
Chuck Close says there are many striking comparisons between The Shadow and Jasper Johns' painting titled Summer.
The diagonals in the Johns are almost exactly like the diagonals in the Picasso. There are references to previous works in both of these paintings. Behind the Johns is a painting of Jasper's, which is on a diagonal, and you can see it's got flag elements, a Mona Lisa, some crosshatch things that he's done, referencing his own work in the same way that Picasso is referencing his own paintings of nudes.
Picasso painted The Shadow in 1953, soon after his 9-year relationship with Françoise Gillot ended. They had two children together, Claude and Paloma. And this personal history is there in the painting, according to Pepe Carmel.
You see the kind of horse pulling a cart in the upper left-hand corner that's probably one of the toys for their children. But at this moment, as they're drawing apart, Picasso gives us this image of Françoise Gillot sleeping in all of her amazing beauty. She had a very voluptuous body, so we see her spread out looking absolutely gorgeous. And then he himself is this old man, withered, reduced to a shadow, who's becoming just a kind of empty, vacant presence vanishing from her life. I think this is one of the saddest paintings he ever made.